You want to know what saved this show? You want to know what saved this show? There was some boning.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Anime Shummit Podcast. I am Mac, and I've resolved all of my technical difficulties. This is totally not our second take into this intro. With me, I've got Nick Dick Boner Stoner.
Dilly Dilly!
Dilly... Dilly? Like, you guys never like seen a that dilly commercial? Ball? No.
On every NFL game, dude. I'll link it in the show notes.
You and your NFL dilly bullshit. Dilly. Okay, moving on to something more interesting, and then we got some...
I'm gonna eat so much turkey tomorrow, it's gonna be great.
Oh my god, all the turkey and the dressing and the green bean casserole and the cranberry sauce.
Trisha is making her green bean casserole and I fucking will eat pounds.
Dude, don't get me started on green bean casserole, man. I can eat my weight in green bean casserole. And let me tell you guys, I am not exactly a skinny person, okay? I'm not that
like, Max like a hummingbird when it comes to that.
Yeah, I'm not
okay,
like...
Okay, so I just have to, real quick, before we get into it, light meat or dark meat? Not sexual, I'm talking about turkey.
Oh, dark meat. Dude, it's not even close. What are you, stupid?
Yeah, dark
what
meat.
What the fuck kind of question
okay,
is
thank
that?
You, thank
get
you.
Get out of here.
Fucking
get out of
you.
Here. Yeah. That was a bad question.
That's the same when it comes to chicken, too. All of these people
you are
saying,
the only two fucking white
no,
people
look,
I know who will eat dark meat.
No, look. People,
that's the best part.
There was some stupid stigma
right?
years ago.
Unless
sorry, this is going to be a bit of a side tangent. There was some stupid stigma years ago about white meat being better for you than dark meat when it comes to poultry. And then everybody's all like, oh, I'm going to take the white meat because that's better
that.
For
First
me because somebody
shit
show.
I don't give a
show.
Fuck. Which one tastes better?
But it doesn't matter. And the dark meat is juicier and has more flavor. I mean, why?
Yeah, I remember because, do you know, like, even now still, like, you'll...
People will ask
you'll
for
watch
white
like
meat only.
You'll watch like a McDonald's commercial or something, and it'll be like with 100% white breast meat or whatever, and it's like
yeah, and that's not
like
even the good part.
Know what I'm saying?
I mean, the legs are always the best. I mean, what can I say? I'm a leg man.
I'm a thigh bitch myself. The fucking thigh,
dude. Thick man, that gap, that chicken yeah. gap, dude.
I just want to be like. I just want to be like, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah.
So yeah, happy. I guess. I guess you guys will be watching or not watching. Well, I guess if you're on YouTube, you'll be watching it, but you'll be listening slash watching it. God, I'm fumble tongue today. You will be listening slash watching it. After Thanksgiving, so happy belated Thanksgiving from us at the Anime Shummit, and hopefully you
American
didn't...
Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hopefully your belly didn't explode from all the food you're gonna eat because let's be real, we all eat way too much on Thanksgiving.
Hey, you're
dude,
allowed.
I'm all about them leftovers, you're man. Allowed. Make sandwiches out of like the stuffing and stuff.
It's yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
The left
we gotta get on to
dude. Thanksgiving leftovers are the best. Dude,
okay,
this
let's
is
move
topic.
On
this is thanks.
To,
this is the
Thanksgiving
episode.
That's true.
This is topic.
Why don't we just get on to the news?
You have to add the.
I don't even remember what happened. Okay, so in anime news. Okay, first of all, before anime news, this is above everything else. Net neutrality is under attack again, and it's fucked up. So, look, you've probably seen information about this online. Battle for the net, etc., etc. I don't want to rehash it again because we've gone over this and there's a million better sources of information.
But now it's like taken to a vote this time, like for real.
Suffice to say, we need net neutrality to prevent ISPs from bending us over and fucking us without lube. So
pretty much.
Yeah.
Basically, just imagine this. It's the internet, but EA runs it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Without net neutrality, EA will be running the internet and we'll all be screwed on microtransactions and having to get loot boxes.
The intent is to provide players with a sense of pride and accomplishment for unlocking different websites. That's what happens if you don't have net neutrality.
Do you want to send a Facebook
message? Like, oh, man.
$2. We're laughing, but this would actually, like, kill a lot of stuff.
So, dude, I would be so mad if I got a loot box that unlocked the onion. I mean, come on.
To unlock the onion.
Oh, man, yeah. Fox News. No.
Oh, my God.
I have so many of those. It's
really?
A common.
Another Fox News? God, these are, like, commons.
Yeah. Need to unlock that legendary Reddit.
Reddit.
All right. I've been playing too much Clash Royale. God. That game is definitely a trap.
So, yes,
anyway,
net neutrality, very important.
We need it. It's important. Anybody who's against it should go die in a fire. And
that includes
certain
people in the FCC.
I've already called my local congressperson and left many voicemails.
It's pretty easy. There's lots of info out there. We're not going to... All right, we'll move on.
There's lots of ways
to do it. We
don't
want to bother
Google
you.
It.
Like, this isn't a podcast about that. Anyway, anime news. Neon Type Magazine ceases publication. And Katakawa Neon Type Magazine. So I've never really read this, but I've heard of it. And that seems like kind of a big thing. Magazines are kind of on the way out, though. They've been on the way out for a while.
The only time you really see magazines, like, let's be real here. The only time you'll really see magazines is when you're waiting in a waiting room, either to have your car worked on or at the doctor's office because you got a little bit of a sneeze.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got to ask yourself, why am I touching all of these magazines? Other people with sneezes have touched these magazines.
Right, and the thing is, too, is like when you go get your oil change or you're at the doctor's or whatever, you have your phone or iPad or something with
you. And
you
can look at more interesting things.
There's a lot more
paper
there. There's a lot more manga and stuff like that.
Sure, right. But anyway, the thing about Neon Type is that...
It's actually not that old of a magazine. It's only about 9 years old, 10 years old.
No, the reason why it's such a big thing that it's kind of ceasing publication is because it was a spinoff of New Type, which was an anime magazine that was being like released in Japan and America, and then they ceased publication in America like in 2006 or 2007, and then it was like a bunch of hubbub. So like.
It's the evolution of media.
Yeah. So, I mean, I personally love paper magazines because whatever. I think they're cool, but I'm hipster like that, so it's whatever. But I should see if I can order a couple, like on eBay or something.
Sam probably has a stack of Nat Geo magazines about as tall as he is, which, I mean, that's not a whole lot of magazines, but that's still quite a few.
More like Playboy. Anyway...
I'm sorry, Sam. Don't hurt me.
Playboy. I got a lot of Playboy. I got Penthouse in my car.
Oh,
actually.
Thank God! I don't think Sam got the short joke.
Shut up, asshole. You're an ass. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm passing.
That wasn't loud enough. Sorry. Yeah, I'm passing. All right, that was click number 1 trillion. Anyway. All right,
moving on.
So, yeah, moving on. We got Rurouni Kenshin, author, faces child pornography charges.
Oh, well, dude, I read that
news?
On Reddit. I was like, what?
Okay.
That's so fucking sad, dude. That's fucking terrible.
And it's
that
and
sucks.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, all right, yeah, we don't need to go into detail, but, I mean, it was like, legit real stuff. Not talking about anime, like, doujins. We're talking about, like, real stuff.
No, actual, yeah.
Possession of it, not anything else. But anyway.
He had DVDs of it, is what it said.
Yeah, so... yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So he's going to face about a year in prison and up to 1 million yen fine.
Which is roughly $9,000, something like that.
This is so
it's
weird.
It's more
so
than $9,000.
In the article, it says the possession of CP became completely illegal in Japan in July 2015. It's like, what? It wasn't illegal before that. I think there's probably some law that I'm missing there. I don't know Japanese law, but anyway, I just found that interesting that 2015 was the year the possession became illegal.
Well, anyway. According to the converter, it's about $8,900 in U.S. dollars.
Oh, the exchange rate. Okay, it fluctuated.
Yeah, so
again.
Jail time and a fine, and probably not going to be too famous anymore. But yeah, that's you know, that kind of sucks.
Yeah,
Rurouni Kenshin. I still got to finish Kenshin.
Mm,
It's or at sad. Least I gotta watch Trust and Betrayal. That's like that's the one that's the best one.
Trust and Betrayal is great.
Like by far the best. And you don't even need to watch the rest of it. But
see, that's sad because you know he probably saw Kana from Kobayashi-san's Maid Dragon and was like, I need this in my life. But you don't need that in your life.
You don't need it.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
I don't need it.
I need it.
Okay, but real talk, let's, before we get into the waifu of the week.
Wait, we have one more piece of news that Nick has to talk about.
Three more real quick bits of news I'm not going to talk about. I'm just going to say them. Because it was just like a slew of live action movies announced of anime. Kakegurui live action, Gakkogurashi live action, Mob Psycho 100 live action, and Erased live action. What?
Oh. What? Oh, yeah, live action anime. Yeah, we don't fucking need that shit.
We don't.
Yeah. It all sucks.
Just saying, come on.
Isn't there one more? Oh,
yeah, Mob Psycho 100 is like a TV
news?
Tokyo Netflix thing.
Isn't there one more piece of news?
No, that was pretty much it.
Goddamn, Nick.
No, I think that was it, yeah.
Nick, you were supposed to do the thing.
Oh, yeah, with the news. Well, over here in Wisconsin, there's another live-action anime called Boku no Velveeta, based on a guy living in a van down by the river. And, well, we eat a lot of pork sausages down there as well. Put it in the Velveeta. Adds flavor.
Hey, you can't forget. He goes regularly to the convenience store and buys some nachos, and then he warms up the Velveeta on the halfway running engine of his van to get some melty cheese to put on his nachos. And that's when he meets his love interest, a convenience store worker. So yeah,
your
stay
heart
tuned
out
for more
wars.
Info. But don't worry. The guy is in pretty good health. We think he's going to make it to at least 30 before he dies of a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
How many heart attacks
turns
does that
out
make for you?
Turns out a cheese-based diet isn't too good for you.
He only has about a baker's dozen.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, into the real topic. So we got the waifu of the week. That would be Holo.
Hands down.
Not really another option here because we are talking about two things, Dead Leaves and Spice and Wolf, because of the theme of Thanksgiving. Dead leaves. Leaves are dead on the ground.
See, that's just...
That's a stretch, but...
I was watching this movie. No lie. I was watching this movie and I was thinking to myself, why are we even watching this for a Thanksgiving episode?
Look at the title, bro.
It's so great.
So
I
out
love
there.
Dead Leaves.
It's so out there, man.
Dead Leaves is if Fooly Cooly and the cartoon show Super Jail had a baby.
No, Dead Leaves is like a love child between what is that? Mox
Sex
Speed with
Violence
Sex and Violence. Yeah,
that
thing.
Short from the
yeah. Sex and Violence with Mox Speed. Yeah, that one. And
Trigger, yeah.
Fooly Cooly and Red Line.
Gurren Lagann. A little bit of Red Line in there, but it's all Gainax stuff, pretty much. Gainax Trigger. Because this was, we're just getting right into
it. Production IG, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, but like Imaishi is like Gainax Trigger, like that's what he's known for. Because he's like the head of Trigger now, or like the face of it anyway. I don't think he owns Trigger.
You want to know? You want to know what saved this show? You want to know what saved this show? There was some boning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were in their straight so jackets. Much. Nothing like some straight jacket poon.
So much boning.
We're just getting right into Dead Leaves now. Fuck the waifu of the week. We'll talk about her later.
What can we say about Holo? I mean, she's Holo.
Yeah, we'll talk about her later. But Dead Leaves.
Dead
Brief
Leaves.
Brief summary. Begin.
well, it's like a 50 some minute movie, and it starts with Retro and Pandy, who they're two main characters. They wake up naked on Earth with no idea how they got there, what happened, and they wake up with like super physical attributes, like their physical abilities, and they're just super strong and whatever. They start like. They go on a crime spree to get money for food and clothing and a bunch of shit. and then they get captured by the authorities, and they get sent to the prison on a half moon, and that prison is called Dead Leaves. And then a bunch of shit unravels from there, and it's crazy.
Oh, the prison is named Dead Leaves.
Yes.
Are you just now getting this?
I literally
just
said
that. No, I didn't
pay
that close attention. I was watching it, but I'm like, fuck.
Are you kidding me?
Fuck, hashtag fuck plot. I don't need to know. It's just cool.
Yeah, it's on a half. It's the moon is half destroyed, and the prison's on there.
It kind of reminded me of the Soul Eater moon. I've never actually watched Soul Eater yet, but, you know, there's like a moon in that show, right?
There's like a moon in that show.
I love how Nick references shit he hasn't seen
yet.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. Same thing. Clearly, they stole it. Actually, Soul Eater came after this, and it stole it. But, yeah. No, Dead Leaves, boys and ladies and gentlemen and everybody. What do we got? So, what did you guys think of it? Like, I enjoyed the action. How about you?
God.
This is my shitty attempt at conversation.
God, Nick, you're failing so damn hard today.
I love this movie. I wish there was a series of it, but, you know, the movie
starts
off. There
is, it's called Kill la Kill.
The movie starts, you know, it starts off pretty, like, pretty basic. You have two amnesiac characters, and then
four minutes
in, it gets really fucking weird.
I wouldn't say anything about this show is basic. They wake up, the chick's got, like, this big round red mark around her eye. They're both button naked.
I said it starts that way, and then 4 minutes in, it gets really
weird. They're button naked. The guy has a freaking TV for a head.
Retro. His name is Retro.
No, yes, he's the robot from Fooly Cooly. Same thing.
Yes, he's Kami-sama from Fooly Cooly.
Conti, yeah.
Conti? Was it Conti?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Why Conti you remember that, Mac? Come on.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole reason we made this episode.
Oh, my God. Nick.
There's really not much to, I mean, oh man, I don't really know what else to
they
say
go
about
in
it.
They go into the city, they cause havoc, they get caught. It's just pretty much everything about this movie was action filled, and it was kind of like this fun just 52 minute romp through this crazy ass adventure.
There's
a romp partway through, if you know what I'm saying.
I wouldn't. Actually, it's about 13 minutes in.
That's a partway through.
It's about 13 minutes in, but
There's not an emotional pull. There's like nothing. There's no themes. it's just like we have amnesia. We have to fight the bad guys who are also our relatives / we don't really know. And it's cool. It's like a prison break, you know?
It's cool. But, yeah, it's cool. But nothing about this was supposed to be really deep or make sense. It's one of those movies where you're like, oh, this is fun. Yeah, this is fun. Though there was, I mean, this movie is probably not going to get more than a 6 out of me, just because.
Yeah, that's what I did.
There wasn't a lot of substance to it, and I didn't like this whole, you know, dramatic replay, the scene that you just saw 52,000 times to get dramatic effect. I hate that effect. I hate that. I hate it so much.
Wait,
in cinematography.
When did that happen?
Whenever they, like, repeat an explosion, like, 52,000 times. Okay, over-exaggerating, but you know.
The thing about Dead Leaves 2 is, like, it tried to kind of get kind of serious towards the end when you figured out what Dead Leaves was and how it was being run and all that shit. And it involved Pandy, and it was just kind of like, oh, okay, I thought this was just...
Yeah, her name
we
is Pandy.
Fun.
I thought it was Panty, but not
no,
Pandy,
because
Pandy
of her little... the little...
So, yeah.
The circle on her eye makes her look like a panda, so they call her Pandy.
They're all mutants, so, like, basically, Pandy and Retro are like the... So Pandy is the chick and Retro is the guy with the TV. And, like, they're captured. They go to the moon. They have to, like, you know, they're in this prison and it's all fucked up. And everyone just keeps getting randomly killed. Like, the guards are just, like, poking people and getting, like, blood splattering everywhere. And
I gotta say, though. I gotta say, though.
There's a lot of semen in this movie.
There is.
A lot of it. There's a guy with balls for his head.
There's a guy with balls for his head. Yeah. There's a guy with a drill as a dick.
Oh, best.
His drill
best
will
guy
pierce
right there.
Everything.
Yeah, best boy right there.
Drill literally pierces everything. Oh God. Oh, also,
yeah, so, like,
also in the universe
and,
of this movie,
you know,
of living in that living in that prison, pooping is apparently really easy.
Yeah, they take like a hose and they just shove it up your ass.
No. The greatest part to it was
a vacuum.
Yeah, it was like a vacuum, but the greatest part to it is they come up like snakes while they're playing like this snake charmer music.
Oh yeah.
And I just thought to myself, wow, is that how Sam poops?
Mandatory pooping. That's
I think
what
basically
it is.
It's like they got drunk and they made this. That's the whole story of Dead Leaves.
They got crunk and they made this.
They got crunk.
They smoked a L and then got really drunk.
You know, Imaishi maybe had a little bit of mud butt one day and he's like, Dead Leaves. It's happening.
A little bit of mud butt? What?
Yeah, it's not based on anything. It's just straight up like, here you go. But yeah, there's really not much else to say about it. You should just watch it. It's not really a waste of your time because it's only about 50 minutes.
Well, it is and it isn't. Look, there's nothing to think about with Dead Leaves. Like, what am I getting from this? What is it trying to say? It's not trying to say anything. It's just
if you want,
it's neat.
If you want shit left unexplained, and if you don't really want to have to think too much about the plot because it's kind of shit.
It ends so abruptly, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, instantly ends.
And if you just want to pass the time to watch something,
then
yes, watch this. But it's not one of those things that
if you want,
need
the rule
to
of
watch.
Cool, watch the other Gainax Trigger shows or watch, like, Redline. Or something like that. Those are good rule of cool examples because there's
I'm gonna give this show a rating of stream it. It's not really worth buying.
Certified Frosty. Copyright Anime Summit.
It almost seems like they made because this came out in 2004. Okay, it almost seems like they made it to kind of showcase the ability of.
Oh, yeah,
the
anime. The
animation.
Yo Yoshinari was the key animator on this, and he's, like, ultra famous. Yeah, it was just like it looked like a showcase of Imaishi and Yoshinari. But, yeah, like, it was neat. I mildly liked it.
Yeah, it was,
I'll give
it
a stream
it
recommendation.
It was enjoyable. I mean, I got enjoyment out of it. I got a few chuckles out of all the dick
references.
It kind
of reminded me of Half-Life. You know in Half-Life where there's like a giant baby at the end and you have to like kill it? The funny part is this. Like, it's moved so fast-paced that like the two characters, Pandy and Stocking, it's not Stocking, but I want to call him that. Pandy and whatever the fuck his name is.
Retro.
So they have sex in the prison. They break out like instantly. 10 minutes later, she is pregnant. She has the baby. The best part of this, watch it for nothing else, is to see when she's fighting her sister. And her sister's about to, like, deliver the killing blow. And suddenly a gun shoots up from her crotch. And just, like, this baby floats out. And he has, like, 4 guns in his hand. Like, where the hell did he get those guns? And he's just like, and he, like, kills her.
He was born with those guns. And in the next, in the next 6 or 7 minutes, he turns into an old man. It's like, what?
I was like, oh, that's sad.
What is this? This is so insane.
It was like Space Dandy mixed with Half-Life at the end. It was pretty cool though. But yeah, and it's all right. Anyway, Dead Leaves, it's cool, action, fun. Next topic: Spice and Wolf. Boom. What do we got, Sam? So you watched season 1, right?
Yeah, here's the funny thing, okay? So there's been this long thing about how, oh, Sam's never seen Spice and Wolf, she's never seen Spice and Wolf, whatever, right? So I started watching it, and I was like, oh my God, I have seen this.
Oh, you have seen it?
No, I haven't seen season 2, but I've seen this. Yeah, I've seen this, all 13 episodes.
Let me tell you.
You gotta watch season two now. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, yeah. But let me tell you.
Son, this is why you need a Mal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Spice and Wolf, hands down, one of the greatest OPs of all time. Hands down.
Oh, yeah. Check out our OP episode. It's on there.
Yep. Hands down. No, hands down, one of the greatest lead characters of all time. Fight me.
I did forget how much I loved or how much I liked that OP. But yeah.
Dude, Holo Man and Kraft Lawrence. They won our anime's like best couple at one point. I don't remember which contest.
Probably
the first.
Excuse
one.
Me.
Yeah, probably.
It was the first or the second.
It was probably long ago because now people are on to newer things that are inferior but newer on their minds.
Oh, Rem and Subaru, am I right?
Oh my god.
You ever get that feeling of deja vu? Ever get that feeling of deja vu?
The yellow bitch.
Shout out to Shadow Seraph. He loves that anime.
Yeah, anyway. This is there was a visual novel, I think, too, right?
No, it's a light novel.
Light novel.
Based on a light novel. It's not the same. It was the old version of light novels. The new light novels are like, a lot of them are just dribble. A lot of them are
Dengeki,
written by like 15-year-olds or whatever, but old light novels were like higher quality. Apparently, that's like my basic understanding of it. I don't know if that's entirely true, but I think that's like the trend.
It's like under Dengeki Bunko, right?
Because Monogatari was also a
pretty
light novel,
sure.
But
yeah, because Holo is in that game, Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. Anyway,
take a drink, everybody. So I mentioned Dengeki Bunko.
A video game. Yeah.
Take a shot.
No,
take a shot.
That specific game, because you know, that, like every other episode.
Dude, that game, I've only played it one time, but it's great. Anyway.
How do you mention it so much if you only played it once? I thought you played that like
Because they keep fucking with me and saying it's going to come out for America, and it's not going to come out for America, and all this other bullshit. Anyway. I don't know. What do you want to talk about? It's basically,
okay, look. The reason...
So,
Quick overview.
What is
why?
Spice and Wolf?
Really? Okay. So
we got to do an overview. Like, people need to know. Quickly,
I know, but we should have done this earlier. Okay, so Holo, she is a wolf deity that can change from wolf form to human form. She is basically the goddess of this village and gives them good wheat harvests and shit.
She's like a god of harvest. Yeah,
she's the god of harvests.
Thus
she's
the
a
Thanksgiving
cool
theme.
Yep, thus the Thanksgiving
best we
theme.
Do.
And a traveling merchant just happens to go through this city, and he doesn't even know any... Well, he knows the festival because they're having, like, a festival in Holo's honor and everything, and it's kind of like a charade. But as he's going to leave the village, Holo just kind of dashes into his cart, and he rides off, and then he gets surprised by Holo, and A and B happens, and then they start traveling together as partners, and it's just... It's
business partners.
It's very... I hate using this word. I hate describing it like this, because if you haven't seen Spice and Wolf, a lot of people describe it as a lesson in economics, and it really is. It's a lesson in economics, but it's a very fun lesson in economics to watch, because it's got one of the best, I think, personal opinion. It has one of the best examples of character depth and character interaction. Just the banter between Holo and Lawrence is completely on point. If you haven't seen this, take it from me. You are absolutely fine watching the dub on this.
Oh, the dub's great, dude.
You are absolutely fine watching the dub on this. If you have not seen it, and if you haven't seen it,
J. Michael
you should
Tatum,
totally
I believe.
Go and watch it, because
yeah,
I know what you, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, this is about some boring economic merchant crap and blah, blah, blah. No, it's more than that. It's something special. Spice and Wolf.
Well, it's a romance, too.
Not really so much in the first season.
Well, there's definitely a romance, Mac. Are you serious? It's in the show.
It's in the show, but
it's not the obvious like in your face melodrama that's like a 15-year-old yelling "I love you."
You get the sense that there's
it's
romantic
subtle,
tension.
Like real life.
Yeah, you get the sense that there's romantic tension, but it's not really a pivotal point in the first season. That comes in second season. That's where romance takes more of a of a forward place in the show as one of the more prevalent themes, because, you know, Holo and Lawrence have traveled together long enough now.
Well, no, it's still in the first season too, because they're building up to it.
They're building up to it, like, yes, but it's never one of the big themes. Whenever they start out, they are platonic partners. And it does grow through the first season, but it never becomes near as prevalent as it does in the second season.
So I'm not wrong. Anyway, Spice and Wolf.
Actually, Nick is wrong. Don't listen to Nick. He's terrible.
No, I'm not, dude. Mac, it's subtle. Subtle romance. So what was your favorite part of this, Sam, like, even though you rewatched it?
The ending. I don't know why. Probably because it's more not as boring as the first like half of it.
Spice and Wolf is not boring. The characters,
Jesus
the
Christ,
characters
Sam.
Carry the show so freaking hard.
It's
yeah,
so
the characters
pleasant.
That's literally the it's that's why, probably why a lot of people love it, and that's why I particularly like Spice
the,
and Wolf.
The great things about Spice and Wolf for this, they're in this order, okay? You've got the character dynamic between Holo and Lawrence. Second off, you have the excellent writing and just the way that they throw tension into this whenever stuff gets, you know, kind of serious with the deals they're trying to work out and everything. It really grabs your attention. It really does, and you get drawn into it. And that, coupled with the character dynamic of them trying to work together to work out the best deal or get out of this terrible situation that they have seemed to have wandered into, or whenever they go and help out a shepherd with her whatever she's doing. I don't remember. There's a shepherd girl in there too. But it's awesome.
I like that arc, actually.
It's awesome.
Well, no, that's the arc where Holo turns into her wolf form.
And yeah, she, but like, it's not the first. It's the first time that the viewers see the wolf form, but it's not the first time she's gone into her wolf
form.
No,
I'm saying that's the arc where she's in it, and yeah, but
and she turns into a giant wolf. She's not small. She's a big wolf.
Yeah, she's
a big
god,
scary
dude.
Wolf.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive us because me and Mac haven't seen this in full in like a little bit, so the details are a little fuzzy. Some
I'm doing better than you with this. Because you watch 52,000 animu.
Sam should be... I only have so much room, and then there's like a little funnel at the bottom of my brain, and that stuff just fizzles out. Like the sands of time.
Nick,
all
oh
the
my
details.
God.
Anyway, Mac basically said most of what I was going to say. But, excuse me, I'm still a little bit sick, so... you know, I don't love this show as much as everybody else does.
And he's wrong.
But
you're wrong to have that opinion, Sam. How dare you?
Yep, apparently.
You trifling horse
but
slut
I
bitch.
Was really, I'm really refreshed to remember that one of the great things about this show is that it's driven by the characters. And I think they did a really good job of making the anime progress in that fashion. And I really like the wit. Like at the ending, you know.
The ending of the show, not the ending song, right? Yeah, the
ending of the 13th episode
of the first season.
Like this is just an example. But like when Lawrence, you know, he finds a way to, like, blackmail Lemuria or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, no, because we're going to do this. And then it's one of those moments where you're just like, snap, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and they kind of just, there is a Spice and Wolf 2, which I haven't seen yet. But, you know, the way this ends is like they just keep going or whatever.
I think I've said this before. In fact, I know I've said this before.
Oh, no, it's
one,
Amadi is
at one,
two,
if not at least multiple episodes. Kid. Spice and Wolf is one of those very rare occasions where you get a great first season and you get an even better second season.
I think both of them are pretty good. I like both of them about equally.
Also, the thing I love about Spice and Wolf 2 is that there's not any...
Spice and Wolf 1 or 2?
He's only seen one.
I haven't seen two.
The way you said that, though, you're like, the thing I love about Spice and Wolf 2 is this.
Season
two. Okay, shut up. Okay, whatever.
See, the thing I love about living in the van down by the river is that there's
always
some Velveeta cheese.
Anyway, even though, like Max said, the romance is not as prevalent in the first season, which I don't know, I haven't seen the second one. They don't really pussyfoot around with it. Like in most anime where it's like, oh, I kind of like you, hold my hand, maybe, I don't know. Like, there is pretty much a connection between Lawrence and Holo.
But the beautiful thing about it, though, is that it's not immediate. It's not like, oh, I locked eyes upon you, and now I'm all weird because I like you.
No, right. But it's
a very natural, logical progression.
Yeah, because they're adults. Well, Holo's hundreds of years old, so... She's ultra mature.
She's ultra mature.
But the thing about Spice and Wolf 2 is that it's very, even though it's in this kind of world where it's kind of a fantasy world and there's whatever, very fictional world, the themes of the characters are like super relatable as like, you know, it's like really mature watching, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But like Holo feeling lonely, you know, like that's such a fucking relatable thing for me. Like I hated it.
She just wants to go back to Yoitz.
She.
Well, you hated her. You hated that she was lonely.
It was a thing I didn't want to relate to because it's but it made me feel the feels, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't
understand how that works, because like when I have something that I relate to, like I like it more, you know?
No, I loved it. That's what I'm saying. I meant I didn't like it as in like it sucks that I feel this way, but I get it.
I think it's good to have that, because a lot of people aren't aware of certain emotions. So they will never really know, you know, how that feels or whatever. But I don't know. You know, it's just my opinion. Like, if you've never been down, then you don't know what it's like. And you're just like, where's the empathy there?
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, okay, never mind. You don't get what I'm saying. I'm not explaining well because you're stupid. Anyway,
you
so,
like
escapist
shows that don't make you feel anything. I'm just kidding. Go on. Sorry. I'm just giving you shit.
You don't fuck
just,
you.
I'm just giving
just
you shit.
Stop it. You guys always make fun of me when we watch anime.
I don't know what's happening here.
But like, here's the thing. My favorite character though on the show for sure is Holo, because I relate to her so much, and she's just so cute. She's so beautiful, and her red eyes and her ears. I want to squeeze her ears, and I want her to spoon me. She's so adorable. I love her. But fucking, I think I'm gonna continue watching it. Here's the thing.
No, Sam,
if you're
you have to finish it. Like, we're not me and Mac are not gonna accept half effort.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it's kind of like the way it progresses is or not the way it's or not the way it progresses, but the way it's executed is very kind of mature and adultish, you know what I mean? Like it's relatable. Kind of like Eden of the East is very kind of mature, you know what I mean? Like there's central themes and stuff like that and whatever. It's not like, you know, a shonen anime where guy does something and then Mac has to explain what he's doing for 10 minutes, whatever. You know what I mean? Like
it's all solved with the power of friendship.
Yeah, it's like a
no,
very
it's
mature
all solved
kind of
by
show.
Screaming louder so that you can power up more.
Let's spot the main character. Yep. It's like the one kid with the red spiky hair on the back. But like, it's not like that at all, and it's a great show. I liked it.
You know, my first introduction to Spice and Wolf was porn. So I got that going.
Excuse
for me.
Excuse me.
I'm like, oh, this show. No, seriously. Like porn. 5 years ago, I was like. I don't even know where I saw it. It was on probably Reddit or 4chan or something. But I saw it, and I'm like, that looks kind of cool. And then I went and watched the show, and I'm like, this is actually pretty good. It was funny. Same thing for Spacious Battleship Yamato. The curiosity was there after the pants fell off me and then went back on, and then I watched the show.
What?
That was a weird way to say it.
What?
What? Don't judge what I look at, Mac.
Now you guys all get all the right. mental image of Nick furiously beating his meat to hold his 20
Whoa, I never said
ears.
That. I just said... I never said that. Allegedly, all right? I don't
Allegedly.
Remember. I choose to live as a gay man.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, let me see. I did not fap to that wolf girl. What is anyway?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, Spice and Wolf. So, yeah, like, you guys already kind of mentioned it. God, I really need to just rewatch this whole thing. I'm kind of in the mood for it too. Like in the fall, I feel like this is like a
this is one of those perfect series to watch. It really is.
Yeah, it's like Die Hard on Christmas, Spice and Wolf on Thanksgiving. There you go.
And that brings me into another thing: rewatchability. This show is I would call it moderately rewatchable.
I call it like 8 out of 10 rewatchable. Yeah.
Moderately rewatchable.
I call it high
this
rewatch.
This is one of those anime that.
That,
in my opinion, you can't totally marathon it, but you can't just sit there. You're going to get to points where you just want to going to go ahead and hit the next episode. You're gonna pretty much end up watching this in like 3 or 4 episode chunks at a time. But it's one of those series
that's the best way to watch any
that you
show,
can
though.
Just that you can just sit down, you can watch it, and you can just let yourself get lost in the story because everything is executed very, very well in Spice and Wolf.
I just love the setting, like the what like 15th century, you know, they're trading.
I would say
merchants.
Closer to 16th century, but yes.
15th, 16th, who cares? Like I like that setting and how everything is kind of simplified. You're not dealing with like cell phones and bullshit. But at the same time there's still like some trappings of like the modern world. Like they have to use math and you know, they trade and they have to like make a living and all that and he's trying to acquire wealth. And I liked the journey of like Kraft and Holo building up little bits of wealth and like learning about stuff. And they're traveling north to where Holo is. She's trying to go north, right, to her home. And so it turns out like Spice and Wolf, we didn't really talk about season 2, but like it continues on and then it actually doesn't finish the entire story. That's the thing. Everyone always mentions like Spice and Wolf season 3 when, right? Because
I swear to God,
the source material continued on and the anime did not. And there's,
all of you guys out there begging for the next installment of Half-Life do not even understand the suffering that is wishing for another season of Spice and Wolf. We need that closure. We need those little wolf children. That's what we need.
We need wolf children.
We need
Basoda. Get on that.
I wonder who had the sex.
we need to see the wolf children's.
It'll be a season 3, Mac, but it's all CG though.
I don't care as long as the CG's good. I don't care as long as the CG's good, man.
It's gonna be Berserk CG, Mac.
Oh
God, that'd be so shitty.
Cauliflower hair. They're doll
this
people.
This is, but
they all have sticks up their butts.
I'm not gonna lie though. Whenever I finished up season 2 of Spice and Wolf, I was like everybody else left longing for more. I wanted to see the closure. I wanted to see the end of it. And this series right here made me come the closest I have ever come to buying something in print just to finish this. And in fact, I still may because
I wonder if you can find it online. I mean, stream it. I mean, like, legally, you know, like, Bookwalker type thing or whatever.
This is one of those things that I'd rather buy and support.
No, I'm saying I wonder if you could do that online. Like, if there's, like, a subscription service where you could, like, read light novels and manga.
I would
like
rather have the hard Crunchyroll. Copy. I want to feel the paper in my hands.
Because I know Crunchyroll is some manga, but not that much.
Yeah, but it's not a manga. It's a light novel. Which
cool
is
enough.
Different.
Isn't a light novel just like, it's a novel?
Yes, it's
some
a book.
Pictures.
It's a book.
It's just actually a book.
It's a book, and I would love to sit down by a nice fireplace, eat me a couple of apples, drink me some beer, get
Holo's favorite things.
Get Holo levels of shit-faced and read it. That would be great. And then I'd be hung over the next day.
I want to have a sec.
I mean,
a sec. So, like, yeah, as of the recording, Spice and Wolf is in the top 100 popularity on MAL, which is pretty good considering it came out in almost 10 years ago, about 9 years ago.
And we all know how MAL treats new shows that, they're actually a little good.
Like, it's stupid.
Yeah, anything that is a little bit good, like, takes the top spots on MAL. And there are tons of anime that should be higher up on that list.
We should do an episode on, like, what's wrong with the MAL top list and, like, make our own list or something. We'll figure that out. We'll workshop it. But, yeah, Spice and Wolf, ladies and gentlemen. So what do you guys rate it? Sam, what do you rate the first season, like, as your enjoyment, Nabisco scale, colors, numbers, whatever you want to do?
Nabisco scale?
Whoa, are you serious? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I just looked on the MAL top 100 anime. Violet Evergarden is number 21.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a little low, don't you think, Matt? Come on. It should be number one.
Like, what seen it
yet. Violet Evergarden's number 21.
I give yeah, Spice and Wolf.
Guess what the top 20 are? It's all Gintama.
So stupid. I'd probably give it a straight up Chips Ahoy. Or Honey Maid, even.
Like, oh, yeah, dude. Oh, Honey Maid. Yeah, because that's honey. Wheat. No. Time out. Flavorfully, in the terms of Magic the Gathering, for the Vorthos flavor, we got to give it Wheat Thins out of 10.
Actually, I disagree with you. I'm going to have to give it an Oreo out of 10.
Thins.
I'm going to have to give it an Oreo out of 10.
No, Mac, you're not understanding me.
I'm understanding your wheat reference, but we're talking about Nabisco scale. I give this an Oreo.
I'm giving it Wheat Thins. All right. Well, we all got Spice and Wolf. We love it. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Great Thanksgiving fall-themed anime. And it's not actually Thanksgiving-themed, but it's... It reminds you of it. It's the fall.
God of Harvest. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, Japan doesn't have Thanksgiving.
It's close enough. We were kind of grasping at straws at what to do for this, and this is one of those anime that just kind of fit the docket. And really, is it ever a bad time to talk about Spice and Wolf?
And hey, we might just ask Sam, once you finish season two, you know, we'll let you do like a little mini pitch on it at some point in the future.
Sucked.
So we'll talk about it again later on. But yeah, Spice and Wolf, great. Unlike Deadleaf, Spice and Wolf has a lot of to say. There's a lot of themes and depth and good characters. But yeah, so next on the docket, we have our last segment. We have the game segment, which we're trying to like figure out how to implement games into this podcast because like it's kind of fun. Maybe not every week, but some weeks. And so Sam suggested the ABC game. It's kind of like if you've ever seen Yu Yu Hakusho.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
They had to play this game. It was like a word
do re mi
word puzzle game where you have to
1, 2, 3, baby.
Although I think
you
they
and
did
me,
it differently.
Girl.
Thank you, Mac. They did. The idea of the ABC game is to start at a letter. It doesn't have to be A. It could be any letter. And one person says. The title of a show, starting with that letter. And then you go on to the next letter. So A, I say apple. B, you say bat. C, you say cat, except we're saying anime name.
A is for Alfred.
Well, that's one way to play it. The way I was saying was we start at A. Everyone keeps going on with shows that start with A until someone fucks up. And then the last person standing gets a point. And then you go to B. But the way you're saying it makes it a lot
faster.
Oh, okay,
I see. So there's different ways to play it, yeah.
But the way you're saying it, the way you're presenting it, it goes a lot faster that way, though, too. So.
Well, how do you want to do it? I'll play either way. Like, and also,
I'll play either way.
What
it's
are the
fun
stakes,
either way.
Sam? So stakes is like you got to change your Discord avatar. The winner chooses the loser's Discord avatar. The middle gets nothing.
Okay, I say we play it the way you presented it just because I haven't played it that way in a long time. I think it'll be fun. So.
All right, so everybody.
So what's the stipulation? Okay, here's the rules too.
Close your mouth so you can't like look at stuff.
Close your mouth, yeah. And also
stipulations and rules. So like Japanese titles or American titles? How are we doing this?
You can do both, but if Max says a Japanese title of a show on one letter, you can't say the American version on a different. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. No repeats. So for Spice and Wolf, we can't say like Uka, whatever the fuck it's called in Japanese.
And then when it gets to S, someone can't say Spice and Wolf. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So who's kicking it off?
Well, Sam, since you suggested the game, you do the honors. And also, how many rounds are we doing? Are we just going to do like, because just doing one, like first person?
I think one round is definitely going
to
take a few minutes, but it's going to be impossible for us to write everything down that was said and prevent a repeat.
Also, there has to be an internal clock somewhere of if you take too long for an answer.
Yeah, you get. Two. I mean, roughly, you know, give it like 3 seconds or 5 seconds. Just
I'd say like 5 to 7 seconds. Yeah.
Honor system. Yeah.
Let me get a pen ready because I'm gonna.
Yeah, Matt can write down what we just make a quick note. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
So, like, do we want to do like first person to get two wrong, or how do you want to do
two
that? Because then you still have like one strike where you're like you're kind of safe if you get one wrong.
So last person standing has to give the first loser or something. I don't know.
I mean,
or
yeah, that could work.
Or the last person standing can give the other two to change their avatars or something. I don't know.
Oh, do we want to do it that way so there's two losers, one winner?
Yeah, that'd be fucking funny, actually. Change Mac's picture to a penis and then Nick's to just say the letters STD.
To the same penis but smaller.
Or have Max Max be a dick, and then Nick's be a butt, and then just dick butt.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Sam. All right, so are we start? Let's just start with A. Let's make it easy, and then so whoever gets it wrong, let's say we get it wrong on D, then the next person starts with D.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Got it.
You continue with D. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So close your mouths. No cheating. Honor system. All right.
I'll just start. I'll start with Abenobashi. Magical Arcade or whatever it's called. Oh, wait. Who's going after me?
Oh, yeah. We didn't actually decide that, did we? So we're going A and then B, right?
Yeah.
We're just going down the line. So
go down the letter A. And then we'll go back to A after Z. Yep.
All right. I'll go next. Bakemonogatari.
Clannad.
Dagashikashi.
You say Chugashikashi?
No, I said Dagashikashi.
We're on my show, my favorite show ever.
We're on D, fucking.
We're on E, though, so erased.
Now we are, yeah.
Erased.
Mac?
F.
That's a strike.
Yeah.
All right. So one strike for Mac.
Okay, so I have to go with F, right? Fuka.
Fuka these nuts, Sam. All right, so EFG. So G. Garden of Sinners.
What is it? Hotaru no Haka. H. Was it Hotaru no Haka, Grave of the Fireflies?
Oh, that close enough. I'll count it.
Shit. What starts with I?
The Taking the Hobbits Two Eyes and God.
Interstellar 55555. Got it. All right. Got him.
My trouble with this game is finding what letter comes next.
J.
J. J. I have to go through
just
the whole.
Just type in the ABCD.
Is it just me or does everybody have to go through the whole alphabet whenever they're coming after something?
Just type in. Just do what I do and type in ABCDEFG in front of you. The whole ABC.
All right.
ABC. And we're on J.
Yep, you're on J.
And timer start.
All right. J. Junie Tyson.
Okay. Is it some? No, I'm next. It's K. Okay.
Yep.
It is K.
What's a good K that I can say here?
Oh, Mac.
I honestly, I haven't
seen... I know
seen...
one, Mac. Wow, you... Okay.
Fuck, nope. What's the name of that? I know one that starts with K, I just don't know the full
nope,
name.
Too late.
Go Girl Connect.
It's too late, that man. Nah, you fucked up.
I did. Right,
that's two for Mac, two strikes. Do we want to do three strikes? We could change it. Well, we already agreed on two, but...
Whatever. Keep going.
So, is it now it's just me and Sam, then?
So now I have to do K, right?
Sure.
Kekai Sensen.
Even though I said one. okay. L. Legend of the Galactic Heroes. Yes.
So is it going back to me, right?
Yeah.
Do we
want to do three strikes? Like, are we, or do you want to do two?
Cause I don't care.
Like, if we get to Z, we're going to rewind and go back to the...
I'm probably going to have really the most hard. Strikes out of everyone. We can just run and see who has the most strikes at the
Actually,
end.
Actually, here's the other thing, though. Like, are there any shows that start with, like, X?
Yep.
Sure there
yep.
are.
I know an X.
All right. Well, that's going to be stupid at the end.
Okay, so do you want to just keep going and see who has the most strikes by Z?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So then, Mac, you do M.
M? M, like yeah. my name, Macross.
Macross. Nice.
So then it's back to me on N. Nadusko. Oh, no, wait. That doesn't really count.
It doesn't count. Good fuck. That's wrong. That's a strike.
Fine. I'll take a strike. Okay, fine. So Nick is on N then.
Neon Genesis Evangelion. Get
fuck.
Dumpstered.
Oh, he just got lawyered. Oh.
He got dunked on. Okay, fuck off. You're a bitch. So Max on O.
Owari Monogatari.
P. Photon.
What the fuck is that? I have no idea what that is. All right.
Dude, Photon's great.
Nick's got Q.
Q? Oh, God. Cadelia Code, I think, is a thing.
Does that start with a Q?
Look it up.
I don't fucking know, dude. I'm looking it up. How the hell I don't even know. Oh, I was right. I said it slightly wrong. It's Quilidia Code, but that was close enough. Like, we should. All right,
nice. So Max on R.
It's a terrible show that I've never even watched.
When did that show even come out?
2016. I think that's why I remembered it because it was on a seasonal chart and we mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Max on R.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Max on Shinsekai Yori.
Time. All right. T. Suki Monogatari. This is so lame.
Wait, it wasn't even your turn. It was Sam's turn, wasn't it?
Whose turn was it?
No, Max said Rurouni Kenshin, and then I said Shinsekai Yori.
Yeah, he
oh,
said,
I didn't
yeah,
even hear him. Shit.
And I said
okay.
Suki Monogatari. I copped out because I couldn't. I panicked. Which it still
so
counts.
You're on. So Max on you.
You.
Usagi Drop.
Ooh, nice.
Vivid Red.
W. Oh boy. Wakaba Girl. Wakaba Girl. Oh.
I'll give it to Nick. He got that one.
Okay.
I panicked. Right. Said it. That was the only one I could think of.
Max on X.
Zammed.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you pitched that one time.
Yes, I did.
There you go. Why? Yokai Watch.
Z Zankyo no Terror.
So now it comes back to A, correct?
Well, no. Now we see who has the most strikes at the end.
I obviously have the most.
Sam has one. Nick has zero.
Yep.
So do you want to go one more round and see who's got the?
Well, what are we doing on time here?
I don't know.
Do we want to just call it now? We did one full round. I feel like that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, let's
right?
go ahead and call Mac shit. Yeah, I suck.
Don't worry, Mac. Sam is equally as shit as you.
I know. How did he miss in?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That shorthand, bro.
She was not thinking at that point. No, I wasn't.
How did you even do that, man?
I legit was like,
you forgot to name your favorite anime of all time, and instead you named your favorite anime of all time.
Got him.
Oh my god. Okay. Whatever. Fuck off. We should play this again. It'll be more fun if we have Danny or Shadow on and play this.
Yeah, because then I won't come in last place.
That when it's that many people, that's when you can do it with, like, where we all do A until someone gets out, and then
I think that might even be a better way to do it, just because, like, if you think about it, going all the way to the end, like, the last few letters are just, like, there's not that many things that start with those.
Right,
so
right. That being said, leave a comment on our Discord or Twitter if you guys have any ideas for games that you think we should play, or you think it'll be really funny if you think we play, and we'll do our best.
We'll keep you updated on what I chose for their avatars. By the way, I chose, for Danny's punishment, she had to have Umaru-chan as her avatar.
How long do we have to do that?
I don't know. She still has it on for some reason.
So,
for, like, you know, for at least a week, a full week for sure.
That sucks. Okay.
So what do I have to do?
Until the next game. There.
So what do I have to do?
Same thing. So we're just changing. I'm changing
punish
both
me.
Your avatars.
Punish me. Punish me.
I'll punish you.
Punish me.
Mac, your avatar. Both of you are going to have school days avatars.
God. You lowly sack of shit. You better hope you never lose one of these. I will.
Oh, no. Just kidding. Sorry. Sam, you get a school days avatar. Mac, you get a ReZero avatar.
Which one do you want me to do? Oh, God.
You can be Rem.
God damn it.
The classic. Actually, no, Mac. Subaru, because you're a car guy, so. You get Subaru. All right. Well,
can I just put a WRX as my avatar?
You can, as long as WRX. Subaru's face is in the picture somewhere, you can, like, shop it in there. You can put him inside the car. I don't care.
Oh, damn it.
Or you can just pick any picture of him.
That's stupid.
Or I could pick you a picture if you want.
No, I'll pick my punishment. I'll pick my punishment.
I'll pick Sam's. Get a nice picture of Makoto, his all of our heroes. Anyway,
oh my
yeah,
God.
That was pretty fun. ABC game. What do we got for contact info? We got iTunes, RSS, YouTube, Twitter, Discord, all Anime Summit. Check us out. Rate us on iTunes and review. Please leave some comments on YouTube. Talk to us on Twitter. At us, please at us, bro. Discord, we link that in our YouTube videos, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So all that's in the description. And yeah, we've got twitter.com/AnimeSummit. Sam, you are Phantasmagistera. I am Blind Freeman. Mac is
Anime Summit Mac.
Anime Summit Mac. There we go. And yeah, that's what we got for the info.
Yep, that's what we got. And as always, guys, thanks for tuning in for our podcast. We're going to keep changing things up here and there because that's what we do. And don't worry, it's been a long time since you heard us really argue with each other and call each other very, very, very bad names. But don't worry, we'll get back into that probably with more seasonal episodes. Things usually get heated on seasonal episodes, so don't worry, it'll be there. We'll yell and scream at each other again. You'll get drama, don't worry. And
next episode, we are doing Ghibli Part X plus 1.
Giblets.
I forgot
we're doing giblets. The giblets.
Part X plus 1.
Part X plus 1. Exactly.
I believe we're covering the three of them before the last two. So there's going to be two more after. It's the second to last episode.
I want to have a sec!
And on that bombshell, I have been Mac, and with me has been Sam and Dick Boner, and we have been the Game Summit Show podcast. Bedstead of people look back and lament another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. Okay, so why is Moody Blues so damn great?